Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to go within to find your higher self. Today I am delighted to welcome Mary Heath, author of Get Your Life Back, a book which can help readers step out of the stress cycle and regain balance in their lives. Hello, Mary, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, hello, Cheryl. It's my pleasure. It's a great honor to be speaking to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Mary, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my guests and I explore a greater view of universal energy laws for the purpose of understanding the duality of our physical and spiritual life, and to understand ourselves and the human condition in a more expanded way, so we can create the best version of ourselves, improve our relationship with others on a personal, national, and global level. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Mary Heath, who has 30 years' experience in the private sector and the British National Health System as a stress management consultant, and is also a trained yoga teacher and has embraced other therapies such as EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, and NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and Energy Field Healing, will show how building awareness through mindfulness can help us understand what causes stress, how to handle it, and find solutions for managing anxiety and panic attacks. You know, many people have experienced it, but they don't know what that is. So after today's show, they will know what they're experiencing and how to get help. I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and to remember a person or event or deep interest that may have affected their values, interests, the work they do now, their goals, leading to the way they enjoy life and how they are living today. Because I think the person we are begins with the child, and our pattern and our plan and destiny are already there. So think back for a minute.
I was there. As you were saying all of that, I immediately had an image of me. Well, I had two images that came to mind, actually, and one was that I could see myself happily playing. I had a delightful childhood, but the second image that came to me was one of when I was quite sick as a child, and my mother was going through a breakdown, I think. I mean, I didn't know at the time, but looking back, I think she lost a baby, and it affected her greatly, and I was very ill with meningitis, and I don't think she could cope with it, and so I sort of pretended to be well, and it put a lot of strain on me. And I think, you know, now jumping ahead to when I was in my early 20s, I had quite severe attacks of postnatal depression, and it made me think of my mother and her losing a child and having a child who was very sick. And I gained a lot of empathy at that time. And I think that I wanted to do something with my life that would help these conditions and a number of others. And when I was well enough, I went to yoga classes, and I got so much help from not that just the physical asanas, but the breathing and the relaxation, meditation, the philosophy of yoga. And I came to understand my childhood more from, you know, listening to my teacher and getting better and better myself. So does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yoga is a way to open up the chakra or energy points of our body to help us deeply. I'm a Reiki energy practitioner.
Yes, I
And
know.
I also was guided to begin yoga, and it was part of my awakening process and my movement forward to become a healer and medium and author and to work to help people. Even as a child, my story wasn't that different than yours.
Oh,
And
really?
I always wanted to help people, to bring them
Wonderful.
joy and laughter. And
Yeah.
I was very empathic, so I was picking up other people's emotions, physical ailments, symptoms, and I was sick a lot because it wasn't my energy. But they didn't understand that. The doctors didn't understand that, the teachers didn't understand it. My parents and my father, who was a podiatrist, didn't understand it. They just said, "Oh, she's a very sensitive child. She will outgrow this." Well, I didn't outgrow it. I grew into it. And I grew into taking responsibility for understanding the universal laws of energy, how to work with energy, and how to help people access their own potential and abilities. And
Oh gosh,
it's
you
been the
sound just like
greatest gift. Yeah, it's been the greatest gift and journey since that awakening process, because before that there was fear, and
Yeah.
after that there was a knowingness and a reality, a truthfulness that we wish you and I to share with everybody listening today. So let's go on to, since we are not born with stress, anxiety, or depression, why are so many people suffering the unpleasant symptoms, and what are the physical conditions people deal with as a result of this? And it's really, you know, the physical conditions are only a reality of our thinking
Of
and
course.
of our fears. So
Yeah.
tell us something about this.
Okay, well, to answer the first part of your question, you know, why is there so much stress? I must get asked this about 3 times every week and have been asked that question for many, many years. And really, it's a hard question to answer because we are all, as you know, unique individuals,
Yes.
and we will suffer stress for totally different reasons. And what is stressful to one person, you know, may be a happy event to another person. But I think one of the major problems these days is change. Everything it has changed dramatically over the last 30 or 40 years. The changes, even in technology, the way we live, our environment, work, it's all changed. And as human beings, we're not very good with change. We prefer the familiar rather than the unfamiliar. And the other thing is that many people are put under so much pressure, and it is the pressure that we don't cope with that actually makes us become unwell. And you're right to mention the physical ailments, because generally it's the physical aspects of us that tend to come to the foremost.
Yes.
And so we suffer from breathing problems, headaches, migraines, indigestion, all kinds of digestive problems, muscle tension and problems, nausea, palpitations, aches and pains, weight loss or gain. I mean, I could go on forever. There's about 100 physical symptoms. And I believe, and well, I'm sure this is true, and you just said that our physical effects are due to the way we think, and our thoughts they come from our belief system that we picked up and learned and were conditioned by when we were very, very young. So it's back to childhood again.
Yes,
so
sir. Yes, in childhood we were given a lot of fears, a lot of programs, a lot of ways that people expected us to be, a perfectionist type of
Exactly.
environment. Competition has run rampant. the way people are raising their children now is totally harmful to their well-being, because we all come into this world within us, within our soul energy, a knowingness of what it is we want to learn while we're here, who we want to be with, where we want to go, where we want to live. It's there. It's only a matter of learning to quiet ourselves through yoga, through meditation, through prayer, to access our true programming, not that of the world, but that of our multidimensional beingness. And we're not often we're not allowed to go there. It's
no,
of,
because our parents have a different agenda.
Yes, it's thought of as a weakness to be imaginative and daydream and be spiritual. And
we get
talk
told
to
off.
Angels or other beings of the universe. But really, let us talk about stress at home and in the workplace. Now, you wrote this, Mary, and I would like people to hear it just as you wrote it.
Okay.
Many people think that stress is not a mental health condition, and in many cases it isn't. It is perfectly normal to feel stressed at the end of a busy working day, and if after some rest, relaxation, and a good night's sleep you recover and have little or no problem doing it all over again, that is normal. However, when stress turns into something that completely overwhelms you and you begin to suffer physical, mental, and emotional symptoms that don't get better, then it becomes more serious. For example, depression often starts at a young age and affects women more commonly than men. One to two out of 10 mothers have depression after childbirth, and this affects the person with depression and their loved ones around them. Almost 1 million people worldwide take their lives each year. Suicide rates have increased over 60% over the last 45 years. Suicide occurs across all ages, and in 2012 was the second largest global cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds. Now, this is shocking, but we understand what we were just talking about. Why? So what do we need to do to correct the way society is moving and education and our medical institutions, our political institutions, our financial programs? What is going on that is so out of balance with who we are as spiritual beings having a physical life?
Well, once again, I have to say that I think our stress we get from other people's demands and expectations and pressure from them. But it is our beliefs at the beginning of the day, you know, that cause us perhaps to feel as if we have to perform and compete and achieve and be perfectionists. I think that what's gone wrong with society is that actually, no, I'm going to change what I was going to say because I think that there are so many people suffering from stress these days that I really feel there is a need for us to be taught, our children now, to be taught in schools when we're very young how to cope with this stress that will possibly, but probably, be put upon us that we won't be able to cope with when we get older. And when I say get older, even in adolescence and teenagehood, a lot
Mary,
of...
Mary, thank you very much for saying that. I was an elementary school teacher. And I taught special needs children the last year I was teaching before I went into this healing work and mediumship work and writing. And I taught that group of children to respect and honor themselves and life, to love life. And if they were not getting help from their parents who had their own issues, to find friends and to gather together and to help each other in a cooperative way and to stop this trying to take from another person. What is yours will come to you. That is the law of attraction. It's not about what we do. It's about becoming who we already are, that wonderful, magnificent soul energy of eternal life. And it can be taught, and it should be taught, and yoga should be in the school systems, and meditation, and also an understanding of the universal laws of this universe, who we are, and the doctors and the medical people should know that they cannot heal people with the symptoms and medicine and surgery. They have to attend to the reasons people get scared and frightened and ill. So let's go on to something else. Let's talk about the difference between general anxiety and anxiety disorders such as OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder and some phobias, because people are confused about these different things. Some of the people have things or are aware of other people who have issues, but they really can't differentiate what's going on. So tell us a little something about that.
Okay, well, first of all, general anxiety, or we call it GAD, general anxiety disorder, is being anxious a lot of the time, being anxious about anything and everything, going shopping, how much things are going to cost, what people are going to say. So it's physical symptoms of shallow breathing, palpitations, sweaty palms, maybe feeling dizzy occasionally, but not feeling anxious necessarily all the time. Now, if general anxiety is not addressed, and I have to say here that anxiety is a symptom of stress, which is a symptom of pressure, which is a symptom of irrational or negative beliefs.
Yes.
So coming back to the anxiety being a symptom of all of those things, it has to be addressed, in my view, in my opinion, in five different ways, and I'll come back to those in a moment. And just to go on to phobias, phobias are, again, irrational beliefs, generally from childhood or from a traumatic experience. I think most people these days have some sort of phobia. It might be spiders or snakes or enclosed rooms. Again, it causes the same symptoms as general anxiety disorder, but sometimes they're a little stronger. And then we have OCD. I tend to think that OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder, is actually more of a psychological result of stress. So it's being compelled to behave in certain ways, or repeat doing things that are unnecessary, like washing your hands 100 times a day. I'm sure all your listeners have heard of OCD. But we all have traits of OCD. It might be something very, very simple that really doesn't matter at all, like I have to tidy my cushions up before I go to bed at night. And people say wrongly that they have OCD if they have a very small issue like that.
So let's say this, Mary. Many of the conditions we talk about, people may experience in a very mild way. And if it doesn't affect the quality of your life or lead you to feeling unwell, then it's acceptable. But when it's out of control, of course, like a panic attack, which can be quite severe. Let's move on to discussing that. So some people out there who may have experienced this and not been able to discuss it with anyone or be afraid to go for help because they'll think they're thought of as weak or ineffectual. Yeah. Let's talk about that next. When it's out of control and needs to be, go to the, get professional help.
Yeah.
Everything can be helped. It is just allowing and accepting and surrendering to the fact that certain patterns have to be changed and certain things in our life have to evolve. And we have to go beyond how we were behaving so that we can create a new reality for ourselves. And then we conquer stress, we conquer fear, we conquer all these issues that are holding us back. So tell us something about panic attacks.
Okay, first of all, a panic attack can be extremely frightening and disabling, especially a first panic attack. Often people think that they're having a heart attack. The symptoms are very similar to a heart attack. A panic attack occurs when there's already a great deal of anxiety, unaddressed anxiety, in the system. So you may already have shallow breathing and rapid heart rate and so on. So as the anxiety builds up and builds up and nothing is done to put that right, then a person can have a panic attack all of a sudden out of the blue, and they think, you know, what on earth is this? What's happening? I'm going to die. I'm making a fool of myself. I have to get out of here. The behavioral aspects of a panic attack are that you have to, you feel as if you have to escape from where you are or fight off an attacker. So a panic attack is the result of the primitive fight-flight reaction coming to the fore because general anxiety, as I said earlier, isn't being addressed. Mm-hmm. So when primitive man roamed the earth and he was attacked or he was being chased by the saber-toothed tiger, he would use up all the adrenaline in his system in order to escape and survive. But these days, the people that are having panic attacks for no apparent reason are not using that energy, that negative energy from adrenaline and several other stress hormones. And the symptoms are absolutely terrible. They're very, very severe, most of which I've mentioned already.
They're frightening, and people are, I've seen people who have had this, and they break into a sweat, they can't breathe, mm-hmm. their mm-hmm. heart is palpitating, and if it's not addressed and corrected, it can develop into panic disorder where the people will become afraid to go out or to enjoy life or to do things because they're afraid of losing control. Now, there may be some factors that you wrote that play a role. That could be major stress or a temperament, a person who's very sensitive to stress or negative behavior around them and emotions. Maybe they're dealing in a relationship that's very troubling, and that could set it off. Certain changes in the way the brain functions as a result of the chemical changes due to stress, and these attacks can be triggered also by certain situations that are not natural to the person's well-being. So what are some solutions? There are solutions, and I do know many people who have conquered this and go on to live and never have another one again.
Yeah, absolutely. And throughout my career, I was there for these people. But instead of using just, you know, one therapy or one technique, I taught them many different techniques, and the reason being was because stress or anxiety or a panic attack affects the person mentally, physically, emotionally, behaviorally, and psychologically. So in my opinion, there was no point in just addressing the breathing or the heart palpitations or the feelings of wanting to escape, the phobias that came after the panic attacks. Because, I mean, you did mention that a panic attack happens in certain situations, certain environments, and
to
sometimes
certain sensitive people, you know, to people who maybe are more aware of energy and feel it and feel the emotions of other people more strongly. There are people who are more sensitive to energy.
Oh,
as a Reiki
absolutely.
Energy practitioner, I'm extremely sensitive to other people's emotions and vibration, and was not always aware of this as a child. But I reacted, and I would break out in a sweat in certain situations and feel anxiety in my stomach because I was picking up other people's emotions and reactions. And there are people, many people like this, who are not aware that is a reaction to the energy around them, the people around them, and the situations around them. So perhaps if we change some of our thinking and behaviors and lifestyle,
I was going to say exactly the same thing. It is our perception that actually switches on that fight-flight response, which causes the panic attack and the change of chemicals in the brain. You know, we could have a panic attack just by thinking. And if that thought comes from an irrational belief, then yes, a panic attack can happen very, very quickly. And so you... Yes, it is a situation, but it's the perception of that situation. It is our thoughts and beliefs that are actually the, you know, the true cause. Because somebody could have a panic attack in a supermarket, but to the majority of the population, supermarkets are okay to go in, apart from the prices. But yeah, to address the panic attack. We do need to look at the irrational thoughts and beliefs that are behind the fight-flight response being switched on. But I also always, always used to teach breathing exercises, and there are pranayama breathing exercises specifically for panic attacks, anxiety as well, and then panic attacks and even more intense emotions, such as, you know, feeling very fearful.
You know, Mary, I also think if people can commit fully to something, setting some new goals, visualizing exactly where they want to go, making different decisions, and maybe having a spiritual transformation, they can change these physical symptoms. In my book, in my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote this. I address the way towards spiritual transformation as the need to release lower emotions and energies, such as anger, pain, fear, and despair, by experiencing them, embracing them, knowing them, and then releasing them so higher vibrational emotions could replace them. And I wrote, spiritual transformation is the key to manifesting a better physical existence and experience. Period. It is also necessary to attain life achievements that are not only materially advantageous, but are a real reflection of your true divine self. So we've got to connect to our inner voice, our spirit, our energy, our essence, so we can learn more about who we are and ultimately allow ourselves to be in a better balanced, more peaceful state of and proactive state of mind. So this is one of the ways to go. What do you want readers to take away with them after reading Get Your Life Back Today?
Oh, gosh.
Just one thing.
Well, I suppose I want them to realize that they are not just a physical body. They have a mind, they have emotions, they have a spirit. And the breath links all of those. And if they can work with the breath, with the exercises in the book, they can gain peace of mind. But with all the other tools and techniques, they can actually enhance that peace of mind. And as you say, you know, find their true selves or get their lives back.
Beautifully, beautifully said. I want to thank you, Mary Heath, author of Get Your Life Back, for sharing your personal experiences and your lifetime of studying stress, anxiety, panic disorders, and other health issues that may compromise our health and our happiness in our daily lives, and by offering a plan to strengthen one's resolve and work through all these conditions. To purchase this very supportive and informative guide to health, go to maryheath.com. Is that correct?
It's maryheath.co.uk.
Okay, let me write that. Thank you. .co.uk.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have explored many common ailments which result from stress and from living life in these modern, fast-moving, and changing technological times. Mary has offered many suggestions to alleviate these life-altering problems and to approach creating the best version of yourself. Mary suggests, and I love this very much, the 6 A's of serenity, which are necessary for creating a lifestyle to deal with stress and to live without fear in a state of harmony, peace, and love. And the 6 A's are awareness, acceptance, adjustment, attitude, affirmation, and achievement. They are indeed the necessary elements for becoming a person who lives with joy and laughter. Mary and I would have you begin to reflect on your thoughts and actions, becoming more aware of your thinking and state of being, being more positive, achieving more of your desired goals, and getting off the vicious cycle of unhealthy stress, expectations of others, and fear of failure. When you focus on and work towards what is possible, you will commit and work responsibly for your continued growth. Thoughts become our reality. Make your thinking clear and effective. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, and read and listen to authors who explore the world of energy, creation, manifestation, and ways for you to achieve a life of wellness and authentic actions. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you for listening.